Chapter 14. How to Make Your Family Life Happy. What is needed to be a good husband? How can a woman succeed as a wife? What is involved in being a fine parent? How can children help to make family life happy? Paragraph 1. Question. What is the key to a happy family life? Jehovah God wants your family life to be happy. His Word, the Bible, provides guidelines for each family member, describing the role that God wants each one to play. When family members fulfill their roles in harmony with God's counsel, the results are very satisfying. Jesus said, "Happy are those hearing the Word of God and keeping it." Luke 11:28. Paragraph 2. Question. Family happiness depends on our recognizing what? Family happiness depends mainly on our recognizing that the family originates with Jehovah, the one Jesus called our Father. Every family on earth exists because of our Heavenly Father, and He certainly knows what makes families happy. So, what does the Bible teach about the role of each family member? Divine Origin of the Family. Paragraph 3. Question. How does the Bible describe the start of the human family, and why do we know that what it says is true? Jehovah created the first humans, Adam and Eve, and brought them together as husband and wife. He put them in a beautiful earthly paradise home, the Garden of Eden, and told them to have children. "Be fruitful and become many. Fill the earth and subdue it," said Jehovah. Genesis 1, 26-28. This is not just a story or a myth, for Jesus showed that what Genesis says about the start of family life is true. Although we face many problems and life now is not as God purposed it to be, let us see why happiness within the family is possible. Paragraph 4. Question A. How can each member of the family contribute to its happiness? Question B. Why is studying the life of Jesus so important to family happiness? Each member of the family can help to make family life happy by imitating God and showing love. How, though, can we imitate God, since we cannot even see Him? We can learn how Jehovah acts because He sent His firstborn Son from heaven to the earth. When on earth, this Son, Jesus Christ, imitated His Heavenly Father so well that seeing and listening to Jesus was just like being with Jehovah and hearing Him. Therefore, by learning about the love that Jesus showed and following His example, each one of us can help to make family life happier. A Model for Husbands. Paragraphs 5 and 6. Question A. How does the way Jesus treats the congregation set an example for husbands? Question B. What must be done to get forgiveness of sins? The Bible says that husbands should treat their wives in the same way that Jesus treats His disciples. Consider this Bible direction. Husbands, continue loving your wives just as the Christ also loved the congregation and gave Himself up for it. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. A man who loves his wife loves himself, for no man ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cherishes it, just as the Christ does the congregation. Ephesians 5:23 and 25-29. Jesus' love for His congregation of disciples sets a perfect example for husbands. Jesus loved them to the end, sacrificing His life for them, even though they were far from perfect. John 13:1. Similarly, husbands are urged, keep on loving your wives, and do not be bitterly angry with them. Colossians 3:19. What will help a husband to apply such counsel, especially if his wife at times fails to act with discretion? He should remember his own mistakes and what he must do to receive God's forgiveness. What is that? He must forgive those who sin against him, and that includes his wife. Of course, she should do the same. Matthew 6:12 reads, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." Verses 14 and 15 read, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Whereas if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Do you see why some have said that a successful marriage is the union of two good forgivers? Paragraph 7. Question. What did Jesus take into account, setting what example for husbands? Husbands also do well to note that Jesus always showed consideration for his disciples. He took into account their limitations and physical needs. When they were tired, for example, he said, "Come, you yourselves privately into an isolated place and rest up a little." Mark 6, 30-32. Wives, too, deserve thoughtful consideration. The Bible describes them as a weaker vessel, to whom husbands are commanded to assign honor. Why? Because both husbands and wives share equally in the undeserved favor of life. 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands should remember that it is faithfulness, not whether a person is male or female, that makes one precious to God. Paragraph 8. Question A. How is it that a husband who loves his wife loves himself? Question B. Being one flesh means what for a husband and his wife? The Bible says that a husband who loves his wife loves himself. This is because a man and his wife are no longer two, but one flesh, as Jesus pointed out. Matthew 19:6. So they must limit their sexual interest to each other. They can do this if they show unselfish concern for each other's needs. Noteworthy is the reminder, no man ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cherishes it. Ephesians 5:29. Husbands need to love their wives as they do themselves, remembering that they are accountable to their own head, Jesus Christ. Paragraph 9. Question. What quality of Jesus is mentioned at Philippians 1:8? And why should husbands display this quality toward their wives? The Apostle Paul spoke of the tender affection that Christ Jesus has. Philippians 1:8. Jesus' tenderness was a refreshing quality, one that was appealing to women who became his disciples. And wives yearn for tender affection from their husbands. An example for wives. Paragraph 10. Question. How does Jesus provide an example for wives? A family is an organization, and to operate smoothly, it needs a head. Even Jesus has one he submits to as his head. The head of the Christ is God, just as the head of a woman is the man. 1 Corinthians 11:3. Jesus' submission to God's headship is a fine example, since all of us have a head to whom we must submit. Paragraph 11. Question. What attitude is a wife to have toward her husband, and what may be the effect of her conduct? Imperfect men make mistakes and often fall far short of being ideal family heads. So what should a wife do? She should not belittle what her husband does or try to take over his headship. A wife does well to remember that, in God's view, a quiet and mild spirit is of great value. By displaying such a spirit, she will find it easier to demonstrate godly subjection, even under trying circumstances. Furthermore, the Bible says, the wife should have deep respect for her husband. Ephesians 5:33. But what if he does not accept Christ as his head? The Bible urges wives, be in subjection to your husbands, so that if any are not obedient to the word, they may be won without a word through the conduct of their wives, because of having been eyewitnesses of your chaste conduct, together with deep respect. 1 Peter 3:1 and 2. Paragraph 12. Question. Why is it not wrong for a wife to express her opinions respectfully? Whether her husband is a fellow believer or not, a wife is not showing disrespect if she tactfully expresses an opinion that differs from his. Her viewpoint may be correct, and the whole family could benefit if he listened to her. Although Abraham did not agree when his wife Sarah recommended a practical solution to a certain household problem, God told him, listen to her. Genesis 21:9-12 reads, "But Sarah kept noticing that the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, was mocking Isaac. So she said to Abraham, 'Drive out this slave girl and her son, for the son of this slave girl is not going to be an heir along with my son, with Isaac.' But what she said about his son was very displeasing to Abraham. Then God said to Abraham, 'Do not be displeased by what Sarah is saying to you about the boy and about your slave girl. Listen to her, for what will be called your offspring will be through Isaac.'" Of course, when a husband makes a final decision that does not conflict with God's law, his wife shows her subjection by supporting it. Paragraph 13. Question A. What does Titus 2, 4, and 5 urge married women to do? Question B. What does the Bible say about separation and divorce? In fulfilling her role, a wife can do much in caring for the family. For example, the Bible shows that married women are to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sound in mind, chaste, working at home, good, subjecting themselves to their own husbands. Titus 2, 4, and 5. A wife and mother who acts in this way will gain the lasting love and respect of her family. Proverbs 31:10 reads, "Who can find a capable wife? Her value is far more than that of corals." Verse 28 reads, "Her children rise up and declare her happy. Her husband rises up and praises her." Since marriage is a union of imperfect individuals, however, some extreme circumstances may result in separation or divorce. The Bible allows for separation under certain circumstances. Yet, separation must not be taken lightly, for the Bible counsels, "A wife should not separate from her husband, and a husband should not leave his wife." 1 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. And only sexual immorality by one of the marriage mates provides scriptural grounds for divorce. A perfect example for parents. Paragraph 14. Question. How did Jesus treat children, and what do children need from parents? Jesus set a perfect example for parents in the way he treated children. When others tried to prevent the little ones from approaching Jesus, he said, "Let the young children come to me. Do not try to stop them." The Bible says that he then took the children into his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them. Mark 10:13-16. Since Jesus took time for little ones, should you not do the same for your own sons and daughters? They need not small bits of your time, but large amounts of it. You need to take time to teach them, for that is what Jehovah instructs parents to do. Deuteronomy 6:4-9 reads, "Listen, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah. You must love Jehovah your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. These words that I am commanding you today must be on your heart, and you must inculcate them in your sons and speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a reminder on your hand, and they must be like a headband on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Paragraph 15. Question. What can parents do to protect their children? As this world becomes ever more wicked, children need parents who will protect them from people who seek to harm them, such as sexual predators. Consider how Jesus protected his disciples, whom he affectionately called little children. When he was arrested and would soon be killed, Jesus made a way for them to escape. As a parent, you need to be alert to the devil's attempts to harm your little ones. You need to give them advance warning. Never before has the threat to their physical, spiritual, and moral safety been greater. Paragraph 16. Question. What can parents learn from the way that Jesus handled his disciples' imperfections? On the night before Jesus died, his disciples argued about who was greatest among them. Rather than become angry with them, Jesus lovingly continued to appeal to them by word and example. If you are a parent, Can you see how you might follow Jesus' example in the way you correct your children? True, they need discipline, but it should be given to the proper degree, never in anger. Jeremiah 30:11. You would not use thoughtless speech, which is like the stabs of a sword. Proverbs 12:18. Discipline should be delivered in such a way that your child will later see how appropriate it was. A model for children. Paragraph 17, question. In what ways did Jesus set a perfect example for children? Can children learn from Jesus? Yes, they can. By his own example, Jesus showed how children should obey their parents. Just as the Father taught me, he said, I speak. He added, I always do the things pleasing to him. John 8:28-29. Jesus was obedient to his heavenly Father, and the Bible tells children to obey their parents. Ephesians 6:1-3 reads, Children, be obedient to your parents in union with the Lord, for this is righteous. Honor your father and your mother is the first command with a promise, that it may go well with you, and you may remain a long time on the earth. Although Jesus was a perfect child, he obeyed his human parents, Joseph and Mary, who were imperfect. That surely contributed to the happiness of every member of Jesus' family. Paragraph 18, question. Why did Jesus always obey his heavenly Father, and who is happy when children obey their parents today? Can children see ways that they can be more like Jesus and make their parents happy? True, young ones may sometimes find it hard to obey their parents, but that is what God wants children to do. Jesus always obeyed his heavenly Father, even under difficult circumstances. Once, when it was God's will that Jesus do something especially hard, Jesus said, Remove this cup, a certain requirement, from me. Nevertheless, Jesus did what God asked because he realized that his Father knew best. Luke 22:42. By learning to be obedient, children will make their parents and their heavenly Father very happy. The footnote reads, Only if a parent asked a child to break God's law would it be right for the child to disobey. End of footnote. Paragraph 19, question A. How does Satan tempt children? Question B. What effect can the bad behavior of children have on parents? The devil tempted Jesus, and we can be sure that he will also tempt young ones to do what is wrong. Satan the devil uses peer pressure, which can be hard to resist. How vital it is, then, that children not keep company with wrongdoers. Jacob's daughter Dinah kept company with those who did not worship Jehovah, and this led to a lot of trouble. Think of how the family could be hurt if one of its members were to become involved in sexual immorality. The Key to Family Happiness. Paragraph 20, question. To enjoy happy family life, what must each family member do? Family problems are easier to cope with when Bible counsel is applied. In fact, applying such counsel is the key to family happiness. So husbands, love your wife and treat her as Jesus treats his congregation. Wives, submit to the headship of your husband and follow the example of the capable wife described at Proverbs 31:10-31. Parents, train your children. Fathers, preside over your household in a fine manner. And children, obey your parents. None in the family are perfect, for all make mistakes. So be humble, asking one another for forgiveness. Paragraph 21, question. What wonderful prospects lie ahead, and how can we enjoy happy family life now? Truly, the Bible contains a wealth of valuable counsel and instruction regarding family life. Moreover, it teaches us about God's new world and an earthly paradise filled with happy people who worship Jehovah. What wonderful prospects lie ahead! Even now, we can enjoy happy family life by applying God's instructions found in His Word, the Bible. What the Bible teaches. Husbands need to love their wives as their own bodies. Ephesians 5:25-29. Wives should love their family and respect their husbands. Titus 2:4-5. Parents need to love, teach, and protect their children. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Children need to obey their parents. Ephesians 6:1-3.